Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock futures here today and how these livestock end up on Monday.
Well, Dave, Monday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures all gap lower on the opening. The live cattle traded below last week's lows, but the feeder cattle managed to stay above last week's lows. The close was negative for the live cattle, mixed for the feeder cattle yesterday. And we also saw choice box beef up 45 cents, select boxes up $1.75 on a total movement of 106 loads. Cattle slaughter, 109,000 head yesterday. Cash feeder index up 8 cents. We also saw last week's cash cattle trade have a high of $136, which is a dollar lower than the previous week. We also saw the cattle volume moved out of our feed yards about half of what it was the previous week. Now, on the close yesterday, April live cattle, 40 cents lower. April feeders down 37, and April lean hogs were 75 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's check out these grain futures here today. And, well, the grains ended up with not a bad day yesterday. In fact, fairly decent.
That's right, Dave. We saw our wheat, corn, and soybean futures traded and closed higher yesterday in very good trading volume. The only downside was the close was closer to the daily lows than the daily highs. Now, there was no price positive news in the weekly export inspections report yesterday. And we also will be looking at Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, the monthly USDA supply and demand report coming out. Don't expect anything price-friendly out of that. Now, speaking of not price-friendly, China's exports based on dollar value for February fell for the eighth straight month, and the February China export sales were down 25.4% versus a year ago. That is putting some additional pressure on our markets this morning, and we are currently looking at May Casey wheat down 2.5 cents, May corn's down 1.5 cents, May soybeans 4.25 cents lower, May cotton is down 52 points. April crude oil is trading 21 cents higher. The March dollar index is 2 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures, 70 points lower.
Now, Tom, what's the best way for folks out there to get more information on commodities trading?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web. Either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. Of course, we're going to check in with you again this afternoon. And until then, for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.